الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون. And indeed we sent forth Noah unto his people, and he said, O my people, worship God alone. You have no deity other than him. Will you not then become conscious of him?
فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يتفضل عليكم ولو شاء الله لأنزل ملائكة ما ولو شاء الله لأنزل ملائكة ما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. فقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه ما هذا إلا بشر مثلكم يريد أن يتفضل عليكم ولو شاء الله لأنزل ملائكة ما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين.
But the great ones among his people who refused to acknowledge the truth replied, This man is nothing but a mortal like yourselves who wants to make himself superior to you. For if God had willed to convey a message unto us, he would surely have sent down angels. Moreover, we have never heard anything like this from our forebears of old. Note, who had lost sight of all the multiform evidence of the Creator's uniqueness, and thus all gratitude for the innumerable blessings which he bestows upon men. Note, literally in connection with Fi, our early forebears, a Quranic allusion to the fact that people often reject a new ethical proposition on no better grounds than that it conflicts with their inherited habits of thought and ways of life. Indirectly, this allusion implies a condemnation of all blind taqlid, i.e. an unthinking acceptance of religious doctrines or assertions which are not unequivocally supported by divine revelation, the explicit teachings of a prophet, or the evidence of unprejudiced reason.
إن هو إلا رجل به جنة فتربصوا به حتى حين.
He is nothing but a madman, so bear with him for a while.
قال رب انصرني بما كذبون.
Said Noah, O my sustainer, succor me against their accusation of lying. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ
فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ أَنِ اصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَ التَّنُّورُ فَاسْلُكْ وَفَارَ التَّنُّورُ فَاسْلُكْ فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول منهم ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون فأوحينا إليه وأن اصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا فإذا جاء أمرنا وفار التنور فاسلك فيها من كل فاسلك فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول منهم ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون.
Thereupon we inspired him thus, build under our eyes and according to our inspiration the ark that shall save thee and those who follow thee, and when our judgment comes to pass and waters gush forth in torrents over the face of the earth, place on board of this ark one pair of each kind of animal of either sex, as well as thy family, excepting those on whom sentence has already been passed, and do not appeal to me any more in behalf of those who are bent on evil doing, for behold, they are destined to be drowned. Note under our protection. Note regarding this interpolation, see Surah 11, note 60. For an explanation of the passage that follows, see 11:40 and the corresponding notes 62-64. The reason for the abbreviated repetition of Noah's story given in much greater detail in 11:25-48, Surah 11 from verse 25 to verse 48, becomes evident from verse 29.